Right, it's 8:39. So you think you know about Nelly Furtado, do you, Dave?
Yeah.
Think again.
Nelly Furtado was born a woman years ago in America, but is actually a Portuguese person because of her parents or something, who I think were born in Madrid or somewhere. In her spare time, Nelly likes tending to her very own herd of elephants, which she keeps in the garden of her ranch in Canada. And she actually earns extra money by charging people to ride them and come and stroke their trunks as part of her Nelly and the Elephants attraction. Many people mistake Nelly Furtado for Nelly the rapper.
Oh!
Although those in the know, like me, know that the easiest way to tell them apart is to notice that Nelly Furtado is the one without a stupid plaster on her face.
I think my butt getting big.
Music-wise, I suppose we should say, whoa, Nelly, slow down and stop making so many great records, you crazy muffin. In fact, Whoa Nelly was actually the title of her first album, which featured such hits as I'm a Little Bird and Turn on the Lights. She's had other albums as well, but to be honest, I can't remember what they're called, and she's now just had a cover of Hall & Oates' Man Eater in the charts. And her new record is called Promiscuous, which I'm sure she's not. Whoa, Nelly. Having not met Miss Furtado, I'm a little worried that she might be a bit of a mentalist, because she looks a bit crackers, but I'm sure she'll be fine. And being a Canadian, she's hopefully a bit brighter than the Americans. So get the paella and the nachos at the ready, because today we'll be saying adios, amigos, to Miss Whoa Nelly Furtado. When we meet her, right here, soon, in person, only on the Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
It's time to bring into the studio the very beautiful and lovely Miss Nelly Furtado. And here she is. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Nelly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm
very well.
Good.
Hi.
She shook my hand. You got a kiss and she
I
shook
did,
my
yeah.
hand.
I did, yeah.
Now, do you know what? I'm full of... Nelly,
no,
I'm
don't
full
kiss
of,
him.
I'm full of cold before you do that, so you know.
Cold?
Yeah, so I can...
That's okay.
I can hug you from afar. How are you?
Thank you. Will Ferrell never kissed us, did he?
No, he didn't. Oh, my God. Nelly's already done her psycho laugh, and she's not even sat down yet.
Too many psycho laughs. Mm.
Yeah. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit ill, but apart from that, I'm okay.
Aww,
you know?
Poor thing.
Right. I need some TLC.
You got a stuffy nose.
I have got
man flu, yeah,
which is fairly gross. We've only met once before.
Yeah, a while back.
You don't remember. Don't pretend you do. It's fine. I understand that. Where do you live now, Nelly Kim Furtado?
Oh, thank you. You used my middle name. I live in Canada. I live in Toronto.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you never felt compelled to move to live in Los Angeles?
Oh, yes, I did. And I did do that. I lived there for a year.
And now you come back.
Yeah.
You're right. It's too much.
It was kind of like, you know, post September 11th, I was there.
Okay.
I was there for a year. And like, I miss Canada. I moved back. I like the art scene in Toronto.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I did.
You've never been to Toronto.
I've never been. I've always wanted to go to Canada. I feel it's like America, but less violent and...
Better humour.
Well, yeah. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
It's like America, but you can walk down the street without getting shot.
Yeah, it's good. We're close enough so we can kind of get cultural perspective, but we have our own culture going on, definitely.
Yeah, but you're Canadian, so Portuguese Canadian, so it's in your blood that you hate all Americans.
Fresh air. it's true. I am Portuguese. I have two passports. I'm Portuguese and I'm Canadian.
Wow.
It's real quick at Heathrow for me now.
I bet it is. It's probably quicker for you than it is for us.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
We spent a bit of time in Portugal while the football was on.
Did you?
Yeah, a couple of years ago when you did Forza, which was the official song.
Were you there?
Yeah.
At the final?
No. Not for the final.
We were there until England got knocked out by Portugal.
The Greek fan sounded like the orcs from Lord of the Rings, I thought.
Do you know, I've never seen that movie.
You haven't?
No.
Why?
Just because...
Frodo throws you off?
No, I got them.
Am I throwing you off?
I bought them.
Frodo throws you off.
but I've never... They're just... I think it's too long.
You bought the Frodo figurines?
No, I bought the DVDs and the movies. I'm not buying figurines.
At Hamleys, what's the toy store? They have Frodo. Actually, they're discontinued. So when I was there with my daughter, I stocked up on Frodo figurines.
Right, you're odd. But I made that in a kind of loving...
I bought them for my cousins in Portugal.
Right. Well, Christmas must be a happy time for you. What have I got? What have I got? It's like a child's figurine of the man
Frodo.
From Northern. Thanks very much. I'll put that on the mantelpiece with all the others that you've bought us over the
There's
years.
There's sound effects. It has sound effects.
What does it say?
I don't remember.
Right, yes, you
what
do.
What did Frodo say? What was his line? I must have it. No, that was the other one.
Right.
Never mind.
I really wish I could help you out, but I've never seen it.
Okay. But anyway, the soccer game, the Greeks were so loud. My mother was there, of course, and she's like, They must have those amplifiers with them. She didn't want to believe that the Greek team
could
was so much...
Could actually be loud.
The Greek fans were so much louder than the Portuguese fans.
Yeah, well, sure.
She was convinced they had technical devices with them.
Right.
I was like, Mom, we're just lame.
I think they were just very excited to be there.
They were great.
How is your lovely daughter?
She's beautiful. Her name's Nevis. She's turning 3 in a week.
Wow, already?
Yeah.
Really? Why Nevis? What's Nevis?
You know, Ben Nevis Mountain in Scotland,
right.
Actually.
I said if it was a boy, you'd call him Ben.
Just kidding, no. But
that's what I thought it was when I saw it on the biography, actually.
Yeah, it's Latin, Nevis, so it sounds good in all the romance languages.
Actually, doesn't
I speak
it,
some of those. So.
Doesn't it mean snow in Latin?
Yeah. Mm. He named a Caribbean island, Christopher Columbus named it Nevis because he thought the snow-capped mountains... Mm. The clouds look like snow-capped mountains. He was wrong.
Wow. She's amazing. I'm tired already. And you've only been in the studio for like 4 minutes. Wow. You're just like a bag of beans.
I've tired out the man with the flu.
Well, yeah.
I'm in trouble.
And by the way, I'll thank you for saying it's flu and not just a cold. I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot.
These trick chairs? Oh, you're going to fall over.
Don't worry, you'll be fine. If you want, we can strap you in.
It's my safety net.
I think that might be a good idea. So you're going to hang out with us till 10 o'clock. Can we get you anything? Do you need anything?
Yeah.
Like a sedative?
No, I'm good just watching you guys.
Okay.
Sedative.
Don't give her a sedative.
What? Might just calm her down.
You're supposed to embrace a guest.
Well, no, I am. I would love to embrace her, but I have a cold. Mm.
You have a padded room for me too?
Yeah, exactly. If you get too giddy, we'll send Allard over to calm you down.
Okay.
Which will be very odd for you. And we have a song to play you today. Later on.
What is it?
It's a reworking of one of your songs.
Oh, I'm excited.
Mm. It's very good. Dave and I are. In fact, it's you, really. Dave wrote it.
And you vocalised it.
And I did the vocals.
You did the vocals?
That's right.
Pre-cold?
Hey?
Pre-cold?
Oh, yeah,
or pre-cold.
Post-cold? Yeah. Pre-cold.
What does that mean?
Before you got ill.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Pre-cold.
I thought it was like a terminology used in the recording studio. I've never heard pre-cold before. I'm going to do these vocals pre-cold. Here we go. No, yeah, it was. It's for, you'll like it.
Cowbell, more cowbell.
More cowbell. And you know, I know it. I thought Will Ferrell was surreal interview yesterday.
He was obscure.
Yeah.
Oh, that it's funny you say that. Was he in here yesterday?
Yes, yeah. He was.
Because that's his skit where he says more cowbell on our most famous sketch show in America called Saturday Night Live.
Wow, you are joking me.
Holy
moly, wow.
We're on the same wavelength.
That is just Chris. Unbelievable. Wow. Do you know, if I didn't have a flu and you weren't insane, we could have hung out and laughed about that all day. Right, so hang around, make yourself comfortable.
Okay.
And we'll talk later. And you should think of some questions you want to ask us, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
You know,
okay.
So we don't have to do all the work.
Mm. Okay. You
know, we can ad-lib some answers, can we?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Right, Nelly Furtado is here. And we're gonna play her the Man Eater parody.
Okay.
She's very excited.
What, next?
No, we'll
save
just
it.
Ease ourselves. What are you doing?
They told me to wave at them. There's a camera here filming us.
Okay, all right. It's very odd. She's just waving randomly in a closed door.
Now there's a webcam in the
there's
the corner.
There's a webcam.
Oh, is that one?
Waving at all our friends on the World Wide Web.
All right, cool. And this is just a warm-up bit of the interview. Yeah, who knows how wild it's going to get? Nice. Rachel!
Did you know that you can download the new Chris Moyles podcast? Each week, it features the best of the show. This week, hear what happened when Aled met Paul McKenna to solve his fear of flying. Go to Radio 1
online
now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Justin Timberlake and Sexy Back. It's a great video for
isn't
that
it?
Song.
But, you know, I've seen it many times and I'm not entirely sure what's going on.
Yeah.
No.
We've just been talking about that. Overhearing a fascinating conversation between our lovely guest, the beautiful and talented Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
And the weird idiot Aled.
Aww.
Who mixes...
Don't awe him, he is an idiot. Yeah,
he doesn't understand the Sexy Back video.
He doesn't understand it.
But I said sexy people, black clothes, what's more to understand?
There you go.
I get that. That I understand.
Yeah. And the whole point of that conversation was because Justin Timberlake is in the end of the video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking very sexy.
Yeah.
Just like two scenes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No promiscuous boy, you're teasing me.
Yeah.
I know what I want, and I got what you need.
Uh-huh.
Promiscuous boy, let's get to the point, cause we're on a roll. You ready?
Do you know,
that was good. I like it.
See, now, you're very talented. However, when you sing like that, you sound like Evanescence.
Yeah, which is all a bit wrestling for us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a little bit...
Evanescence.
Yeah, do you remember
it's a bit
that?
WWF.
You
know. What? You mean the ones that had that pretty ballad written black and white?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sparkly dress on
I
the
think
roof?
They're Christians as well.
Yeah, they are.
Mm. They are really the Christians?
Yeah, yeah, I think
Christian.
Yeah.
You never know who a Christian
was. God rock.
You can't tell by looking these days, can you? It used to be if they wore the cross, then bingo, you're a Christian. But now that cross has been used as a fashion
it's
accessory.
Upside down cross.
Everybody wears them.
They're rock Christians. Yeah.
So do you want to hear our version of your song?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Now,
I'm dying.
It's not this, but it is this song.
That's what we based it on. This was our demo.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Manny, eating men. You're munching men. Man eater, eating men. The man eater, eat the man's head and the man's leg and don't eat his hand instead. But we didn't do that. Now, before we play this, Nelly Furtado.
Yes.
I feel I should stress that Dave wrote it, so Dave can now tell you all about it. Dave.
Well, having heard your record, Anteater, it came to me that there was perhaps another version that
by the
we
way,
could
just, do. Let me just interrupt you there, great
okay,
mate.
Yes.
Who, with you today, obviously, you have the Nelly entourage.
Yeah, I
right?
do.
Who's the scary looking, mean looking dude there whose face hasn't changed?
That's my makeup artist, Carl.
Right. Because Carl... Okay, now Carl's
and the blonde
smiling,
girl
fine.
Is my... She's sort of like a Uma Thurman, like in Kill Bill. She's my security.
Wow. And who's the...
You would have put them the other way around, wouldn't you?
And that guy's my DJ, Neil, over there in the
yeah,
tank top.
Neil today is dressed like Die Hard Bruce Willis. Wearing the Bruce Willis white vest.
Okay. I'll switch it all up.
Well, this will be good, because they'll be our litmus paper okay. for this. So, Dave, sorry, now you can explain what the song is all about.
Well, I heard the record Maneater, and I felt that perhaps there was a different interpretation that could be made of it. So I got together with my great friend, Chris, over
Hello.
Here, who's a singing sensation. And I thought together we could make beautiful music. And essentially, this is the product of that meeting.
And it's about, what would you say the song is about, Dave?
Well, it's about an animal.
Yeah.
That you might find in a zoo
right.
or somewhere like that,
okay.
or in Africa.
Right.
I think really the music speaks for itself,
okay.
really.
Nelly, feel free to say stop at any point, and we will stop playing it if it's too much for you.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I have an ulcer, so...
Are you going to say what it's called, Dave, or not?
No, I think perhaps part of the fun will be guessing from
okay,
the first
right,
verse.
Right.
Everybody come to see me.
Oh!
All the kiddies point and start a screaming.
Oh!
People come to visit the safari park.
Oh!
To see me, because my name is Mr. Aardvark.
Oh!
potatoes and some bugs off the ground.
Oh,
I want you all to come and visit me, please.
Oh,
and feed me and some worms and woodlice bugs and fleas.
Now, what do you think it's called?
Aardvark?
Incorrect.
No.
Come on. Anteater.
With a long nose and some weird toes. I ants with my tongue and nose. I'm an anteater in a big zoo. I might look strange, but a nice don't smell of poo.
I've heard meringue eater, but not anteater.
Anteater. Anteater.
And some weird toes. I ants with my tongue and nose. I'm an anteater in a big zoo. I might look strange, but a nice don't smell of poo.
Come
there
on
you
now.
Go. See now.
That's
you know,
it.
It goes
another,
on.
Another verse. Do you want, yeah. Any other verse?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is going to be the easiest interview ever,
isn't it?
Like to live in deepest Africa.
Oh.
I burrow in the ground so you can see me.
Oh.
You'll never find me high up in a tree.
Oh.
Even if you come and try and hunt me.
Oh.
My great big nose is good for sniffing out my lunch.
Oh.
It's kind of like a smaller type of elephant trunk.
Oh.
Put a load of ants all in a line.
Oh.
Then suck them up and love them long time. Come on now.
They rhyme.
I ants with my tongue and nose.
This is hot.
I'm an ant eater in a big zoo. I might look strange.
It's better than meringue eater.
I think so
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
I'm an ant. And you guys did your history here. Did your research.
Yeah.
I didn't know an anteater came from Africa.
Well, I had to change it slightly.
Yeah. Might not come from Africa, but
Asia doesn't scan.
The first line could have been, everybody take a pee. That's my only edit I would make.
Everybody take a pee, yeah.
A pee?
Yeah, the first line's everybody look at me. I always thought, everybody take a pee.
But why would you be peeing on an anteater?
I'm not sure.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
That wouldn't be allowed in the zoo.
No.
Don't feed or pee on the animals.
You don't want to do that. You know, there's no... I believe you can get kicked out of
you
most
can,
public
yeah,
zoos.
Certainly in petting
for
zoos.
Urinating on the
on
actual
the
animal.
Yeah.
I commend you for doing your research.
Thank you very much.
And finding out that anteaters are from Africa.
Well, as I say, they might not be, but Africa did scan.
Yeah.
Lyrically.
In fact, they're not from Africa, in fact.
Well, yeah.
Africa.
I think we...
Is that an anteater sound?
It was me laughing with a cold. I am...
So you made fun of my laugh when I walked in.
I'm very ill. You have to
I know,
show me
I feel
sympathy.
For you.
Show me sympathy and kindness and love.
Okay.
And touching.
And touching.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So we haven't even talked about you yet. We've got loads of stuff to talk about, but we wanted to play that to show you how much
anteaters are far more interesting than
to show you how much do we love you. So we're going to break for the news, and then we're going to play some more records, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about so many things to do with Nelly Furtado, the life that you lead, and the crazy things that you get up to, and the great records that you write, and
all that stuff.
Yeah, and anteaters.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, to know that.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank
See,
you.
I think this is going well already. This is so much
far.
Better than Drew Barrymore's interview already, Dave.
We've done way worse interviews than this.
Exactly.
Oh, good.
All right, so more from Nelly Furtado when we come back after some news, which we'll do in a second. Nelly was just saying that she feels sorry for all the men who have suffered from your germs, Carrie.
It wasn't my germs.
And there's many men.
Thank you, Nelly.
And Nelly was just saying that if you worked for her, she would fire your ass.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
For spreading the horribleness.
For spreading germs and diseases throughout your team members. Isn't that right, Nelly?
I have to think about that.
That's right. That's a
that's
yes.
A yes.
That's Portuguese Canadian for you're damn right, Chris. I'd fire your ass.
Mm.
Nelly sneered at Carrie then. You couldn't see it.
Yeah. Do you know what? Even though you've got your back to her, Nelly's now flicking you the V's.
Is she really?
Yeah.
She is.
I'll do some V's.
Yeah.
No, don't
hey,
do that.
That bird is flying.
Really?
And it doesn't have wings, if you know what I mean.
It's an ostrich.
No, it's not.
All right.
This seems to be now the surreal show.
Yeah.
After a certain amount of time. Right, so, more from Nelly Furtado in a bit. And we'll play the Sisters Sisters next after we get some news and sports. 9:31.
Cracking down. And we're on Old Edinburgh Road in Inverness this morning.
Hi, I'm Matt Davis.
Thank you. Matt works as a loans expert. Matt loves Nelly Furtado. You're his number one music person.
Really?
Yep.
Hi, Matt.
He says if you're ever in Inverness, which is like in northern Scotland...
I wish I could be there.
You can pop in and he'll cook you a seafood curry.
Yes. yummy. That sounds lovely.
Yes, it does sound nice. Although Matt, he does sound a bit... He's all right, but he sounds a bit weird on the phone. Matt says Old Edinburgh Road is very quiet this morning.
And it's goodbye from me.
Thanks a lot, Matt. More One Road travel tomorrow. Beep, beep, new
and improved. Seafood curry.
It's a speciality.
That's good.
Because he was thinking, because you're Portuguese, you might like the fish.
What's he going to put in there? What kind of seafood?
Is it local?
Close by?
It's going to be local, yeah. Very fresh produce. Mm. Squid.
Put some Nessie in there.
Possibly.
That'd be good.
Mm. Which Nessie would you put in there?
I'm a man eater, but also.
You're a fish eater.
A Nessie eater.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But you know, no, but I do like fish, yes.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. So
my favourite food is grilled Portuguese codfish.
That's my favourite too.
I'm a codfish eater too.
I like that. Do you like prawns?
Uh-huh, I had some prawns last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
How many did you have?
What was that Indian place called? The curry place. It was good, and it had prawns. Well, the waiter said I ordered chicken, but I ordered prawns. Right. And so then he brought me my prawns, but I swear there were supposed to be 5 prawns.
Yeah.
And he only brought me 4, so he's secretly trying to punish me.
I know where you went.
He brought the wrong thing.
You went to the four prawn palace. That's probably where you're eating this.
No, it was quite good. It was a nice place.
Yeah, well, that's good.
It's 9:36, by the way.
I was full after the 4th one.
You were. Oh, well, then there you go, which is just as well, because you didn't have the 5th one.
I know. I'm just a diva. Yeah.
By the way, this lovely lady here reads our sport news. It's called Carrie.
Hello. Hi, don't Carrie. Do this. Yeah. I know what you're going to do. Just don't do this to me.
Hey, she has her own headphones. They have a name on them.
That's right. That's because she has an
personalized. That's so hip hop, Carrie.
That is for me. I'm hip hop. I'm down.
I could bling those for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll get some crystals on them and stuff.
LA.
It's really sorry to interrupt this lovely chat, girls. But it's very Nelly. You're a very sweet girl saying that Carrie's hip hop. I haven't seen that many hip hop artists wearing a cardigan like Carrie is wearing.
A brown cardigan.
It's fluffy. It's nice.
Kanye West wears cardigans.
See, I'm cool. I'm hip.
Yep. Next.
But you're about as far away from Kanye West as it can possibly go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
So the other week we're on the air, Nelly, and we were doing like Canadian Idol type thing. We all had to sing songs on the show.
Really? Okay?
And Carrie, the beautiful hip hop freak here, chose this particular track to sing.
Now, as you know, I like your song.
Secret MC.
She tried to rap the intro. And I've got to say, she struggled. Because, I mean, to be fair on you, Carrie, it's one take.
Yeah.
You didn't get a second go.
No.
Aww.
But as you are, you know, a hip-hop queen yourself, booyaka, then I thought you could rate Carrie's performance. Would you like to?
Yes, I'd love to.
And this is Carrie doing your track.
How you doing, young lady? You're driving me crazy. You're dope, have a player by the choke. I was at a loss of words first time that we spoke. Looking for a girl, treat you right. Have you looking for her in daytime with a light? Yeah. Match up a girl if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night. Woo. You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it? All you do is try, give me one more chance. What's the problem? You don't see me ring on your hand. I'm curious about you. See, so
that's a little tip for you, Nelly. If you forget the words, just mumble them like Carrie does.
No, the way she's bouncing on it.
Let's walk for a minute.
It's making me dance to it in a whole new way. I've never danced before.
Yeah.
You hit a rhythm.
Yeah.
You hit a rhythm.
Check this out. Check this out.
Oh, wait, she's singing.
Even Nelly's embarrassed.
Nelly's hitting.
I was trying to make the difference between the man and the woman.
Sport.
Just to make it more pronounced.
Yeah, that's the man, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
She had a flavour at the end. You're ready. Yeah. It's a little Janet Jackson.
So Janet Jackson, Nelly.
Check me out.
You know, we had people calling the radio station all day going, was that Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
At the end of that atrocious version.
Flavour at the end of
Rhythm
way.
Nation, that's me.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was amazing.
Wasn't it just... You're either very sweet or easily pleased, and I can't work out which one it is. I think it could be both.
I love everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really? We should go on a date. Right, let's play a record and then we're going to talk about you, Miss Furtado.
Thank you.
Maybe you could hook her up for some live dates.
I think I could. I was going to say, you see, if you could do that on TV and you can also, can you shake your booty?
Oh yeah.
See, it says Surap.
She does that all the time.
She shakes her booty like a constipated man looking for a toilet.
We can't stop her doing that.
Yeah. I mean,
anyway, I thought it was pretty good.
When she drinks, she shakes her booty. She'll shake it for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
She really will shake it for absolutely anybody. Anyway, let's move on. The beautiful Nelly Furtado is here, and we shall talk more about her after this. Nelly and I were just dancing to this track together.
She was just suggesting that you might be fun at parties, I said sometimes.
Hey, listen, baby.
I'm not buttering you up. Be a great dancer.
Baby, I'm fun all the time, everywhere. My middle name is Fun, with a capital F. That's right.
Like you're a Furtado.
You're a phenomenon.
Yeah. I could put the fun in Furtado, if you'd let me. But let's not talk about that now. Anyway, Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing, they're going to be with us all day Friday on Radio 1. Do you know that?
Oh.
Do you like what?
I thought they were Canadian. They're American, huh?
Scissor Sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're from New York, aren't they?
They're cool.
They are, yeah. They're so cool.
They're so cool.
And they just love to dance their ass off.
They're totally cool.
They just like total dancing all the time. I love it too.
I love it.
That's amazing.
I love their outfits.
I love their outfits too. I've got one on right now. This is a yellow leotard.
You know what?
What?
The way you were dancing to that.
What are you looking at, by the way?
I'm looking at your emails.
Okay, don't do that.
I'm nosy, sorry.
Don't do that because our listeners will send in things saying
weird stuff.
They'll send in weird sexual things that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they send you pictures of themselves?
Sometimes, yeah.
They can now.
Naked?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Or in their knickers?
In their what?
Knickers.
In their knickers.
Or like, you know, fully clothed. But do they send you pictures? Who's more popular?
Me.
Wow. I don't think so. I'm the more popular one because of my good looks and charm.
Good. And they can't even see you dancing out there.
No.
It's just true.
And you know, if they did, it would stop the traffic across the whole of the world.
Like, they probably don't believe me. They probably think like, oh yeah, he's dancing and having a laugh. He probably can't even dance. But you're actually in beat and your rhythm. Timbaland would probably think you're a better dancer than me.
Thanks. I've got rhythm, baby.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh.
You got hop, as they say in Miami.
That's right.
You can bounce, baby.
I've got the hop.
You even got some Timberlands, haven't you?
I think you could rap, too, if you wanted.
Yeah, I could. Oh, I'm a great rapper.
I know. Well, I've heard some of it in your material, your original material today.
Yo, back up now and give a brother room. Yo.
About to go boom.
Booyaka?
For sure.
Aye? Ragamuffin.
Mm.
So, anyway, listen, let's talk about you.
Okay.
You're not married.
There's not much more to me. No, I'm not. No, no.
Will you get married?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't think I'd have a big fancy wedding though.
Really?
I think I'd do like courthouse witness. I'd still wear like a pretty little white dress.
Mm.
Right.
But you know, I'm a more simple type of girl.
But you're a girl. Do you not dream of a big wedding day like every other
girl? I dreamt of wedding in the forest, like just like more like Lord of the Rings
with the animals.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to get married in the forest?
Yeah.
Okay.
If anything. The beach or something like that.
Yeah, so, see, a beach will be better than a forest because if you get married in the forest, your white dress will get all covered in leaves and dirt and forest animal poo.
I have, you know, I'll have some people helping me out with the train. The fairies, just kidding. Okay. We won't go there today. But, but I think it'd be quite beautiful.
Are you dating anyone now?
Yeah, just casually.
Right.
But there's my song, I Don't See No Ring On Your Hand.
No.
That's what Tim says, and there's no ring on my
hand. There's no ring on your finger, no.
No.
So are you exclusive to one person, or do you put it about a bit, because I'm interested?
Like one, but...
Oh, really?
I'm pretty busy, you know? Like, I'm busy with my music and raising my daughter, so...
Right.
Those are my priorities.
But do you go for the different area code view? Whereas if... No, just go with me. If they're on the... Like, if they're in Canada and you're here...
Yeah.
Then, you know, that's allowed?
Well, you mean cheating?
Well, I wouldn't... No, I wouldn't say... I wouldn't say cheating, but...
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Type thing, yeah. And I say London for Vegas.
I took my sister got married and I took her. Oh, you took London. Oh my god. I forgot my fake engagement ring today. No, I went to Vegas and I wore a fake engagement ring.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. I took my sister and the whole bridal party there for two nights of, well...
Debauchery.
Debauchery, yeah. But yeah, it was pretty civil, I guess. But but anyway, it was really fun. But area codes, you know, it's up for debate.
Okay.
It's not a no then, is it?
How long are you in London for?
I'm in London till Friday. Right. I got here on Sunday morning.
So what are you doing tonight? You anything tonight?
Tonight, I'm working. Actually, I'm taping the Charlotte Church show tonight.
Okay, all right.
Actually, is it live? Maybe it's live.
No, it's not. They're taped.
Oh, it's taped, yeah. Doing that tonight.
That's fine.
And then like Top of the Pops and stuff.
All right. Then tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Top of the Pops.
Right. By the way, for those people who are there thinking, but that's
later,
canceled, it's international
later.
Top of the Pops.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah, well, when was that? You're free when?
I'm free like tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, right?
Around 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we could go for like...
Last orders.
We could go for a couple of drinks.
You know, people joke about asking me on dates all the time, but where would we actually go if you took me on a date? I'm curious.
Do you know where I'd take you?
Where?
Pizza Hut.
Shut up. Do you know where I'd take you?
Yeah.
Heaven.
Ah!
That's right.
And then Pizza Hut.
No.
Heaven first, and then we can eat, aight?
The thing is, Nelly, you know...
I've only got an hour, he said.
But, but like you say, people joke, but I don't joke. I'm serious.
Okay.
When it comes to romance and hot loving, I've got a very straight face.
I'd want to go dancing.
Well, we could dance.
Don't play this.
What?
I think this is hugely inappropriate.
Can we not play this?
No, it's hugely inappropriate
really?
For this moment.
Okay, all right.
It might be funny, though.
Well,
Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On?
Play your song, then.
Go on.
Do you want it? The thing is, Nelly, you know when I look into your eyes, Nelly, I see something more than just a hot chick with a great ass.
Wow. I like that.
It's the first thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Cristobal. Hable conmigo.
You what?
On delay.
Me siento una cosa.
Is it nice stuff or bad stuff? I can't work it out. I mean, she could be saying, get away from me, you fat, sweaty man.
She says you're overweight and hung like a wasp.
And it's so
hung like a bird.
Let me make you feel
hung like a bird.
Oh, so. Oh, dear.
I stole that. That's not my material.
Hung like a bird is good. I like that.
Yeah. I'm hung like
original
a,
material.
I'm hung like a bear. Anyway, let's not talk about that.
Koala bear.
Bear has a totally different meaning on Toronto on Church Street during Gay Pride Week. Just letting
right.
you know.
Alan says that I have bear qualities.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Which means that when he annoys me, I lash out of him and I can tear his face off.
Oh.
Oh, I'm joking. Do you like the Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh my God, how do you know them?
Because we're friends with them.
Close personal showbiz friends of ours.
Have they been on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, many times.
They're fun, aren't they? Do you guys rap together when they come?
Yes, and we've joined them on stage a few times.
Just, you know, like Wembley and stuff.
Yeah.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, listen, Nelly, we're hot stuff in this country.
How do you know Bare Naked Ladies?
We've known them for years.
Mm. Chickadee since China, the Chinese chicken.
I've been a big fan since the album Gordon.
Chicken. Oh my God, can I tell you?
Right, go on.
Yeah, they were indie band before.
Yeah.
They had the yellow tape.
Right.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
If I Had $1 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, If I Had $1 million.
And at band camp, I played the trombone in high school. So anyway, in our band bus on one of our band trips, someone brought the yellow tape. Somebody quite cool. And we listened to it the whole ride through the Rockies. And it was so good. And then they got a record deal and became a huge fat band. But they sold 100,000 tapes out of their trunk.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
They've got a new album and everything. They're back. It's all good.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. But you probably know them.
Mm. I've actually sung with them. I sang with Stephen, the lead singer.
Right, yeah, yeah.
We did Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it was cool.
How about that? I'd love to hear that.
It was quite good. We didn't rehearse. I liked it. It was good.
That's like Carrie when she sang your song. She didn't rehearse either.
She didn't rehearse that?
No. I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
It's so fresh.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's the spontaneity, you know. It's the hip-hop in her.
I feel as though I haven't plugged anything that you're doing. Let me just do some.
Let me do some
corporate interview stuff. So current single, Promiscuous, is number 3 in the single chart at the moment.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is in the video.
Yeah, JT makes an appearance at the end.
Would you?
The video is the most played video in the UK.
Would you? Would Justin Timberlake? Would you?
Oh, Justin? I've been trying to pry him away from Cameron Diaz, but she has a cute little sport butt, like the volleyball player butt.
Yeah. But you've got a good ass, though. You've got a nice ass.
Yeah, I know. But she's cute. Right. No. But anyway, he's in the video, and we cut some tracks together in the studio. And yeah, it's a single out this week, Promiscuous, off of my album Loose, which came out in June. And yeah, it's almost platinum here in England, so thanks, everybody.
Yeah, and if you haven't bought it yet, you must go and buy it now.
Yeah, it's
the law.
Groovy. Timbaland produced it. So when you go out and buy my album, also buy Justin's album.
Right.
It's a girl and the boy with the Timbaland music. It's good.
But if you can only afford one album, buy Nelly's.
Yeah,
of course. And Chris Martin.
I need the record sales more. Because I'm not a movie star yet.
No.
Nor am I dating one.
Chris Martin co-wrote one of the tracks on the album?
Yeah, actually, the new single that's coming out in November. It's called All Good Things Come to an End.
Now, did you write that together? Would you physically meet up together and write it together?
Yeah, we did.
Really?
It was a coincidence. That's why the album's called Loose. It's full of happy coincidences. And and so I was in Miami, and I bumped into him at the MTV Awards, and he said he really wanted to meet Timbaland, and, you know, we met at Scotland years ago in Scotland. And so I brought him by, and we all jammed. It was fun.
Cool. What's your favorite track on the album? When people go and buy it today, what should they listen to? What's the first track?
I think if people were to buy my album today, I want them to listen to track 8.
Track 8?
Yeah.
So what's that?
It's bad. It's called Say It Right.
Say It Right.
Yeah.
All right. What's it about?
I don't know. That's why I like it.
Brilliant. All
we were watching Pink Floyd, The Wall that night, so just imagine. But it's got a cool 80s feel. It's going to be a single, too.
Okay.
It's heavy.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling it.
Woo-hoo! We were inspired by, like, the Eurythmics, stuff like that, that has, like, heavy keyboards, but really nice poppy vocals. That's kind of what the record sounds like.
Yeah. Well, do you know, I'm going to go and buy it myself.
You are?
Even though I get it for free.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support.
I might not. I might just take the free copy.
It's easier to take the free one, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I swore I was going to buy Christina Aguilera's album, and then I was in Australia, and this radio jock had it on his desk, like, a week early, and I was like, oh, is that the new album? And he's like, you can have it. And then I never bought it. I just kept that one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
There's no point if you already got one.
Exactly. Is there anything we can get for you? Are there any albums that you need while you're here?
Well, I'd like a new Block Party album, but that's not finished yet.
Right, I can't
do that.
Yeah, it kind of needs to be finished. I mean, we're good, but we're not that good.
I know. I don't know. I'd like a new MIA album and a new Block Party album, but those aren't done yet.
Right.
Can you have any connections?
Not really.
Not on stuff that's in, you know, production.
Okay.
Oh, here comes Alan sneaking through the door like a buffalo in high heels. What have you got, Alan?
Got Nelly's album.
She's already got that, idiot.
Why would she want her own album? She's already got a copy of it.
Yeah, play track 8, please.
Do you know what? We haven't got time because we finished in 2.5 minutes.
My song.
Listen, go and buy Nelly's album today.
Oh, yeah, and the single version of Promiscuous has my special Radio 1 really acoustic version of Crazy by Niles Barkley.
Oh, Niles Barkley, which you did for Joe.
That I did on Joe's show.
There you go. So that's
exclusive.
So you're going to buy the single as well. Why don't you go out and spend all your hard-earned cash on Nelly Furtado products? And, of course, the other albums are still available. Mm.
Yes.
And you can probably get all the other singles as well, like Hung Like a Bear and all those tracks.
Yeah. I'm Like a Bear.
Yeah. Nelly's been
naked
lovely to
posters
see you.
Inside, but not of me.
Whoa. Really?
Kidding.
Okay. So listen,
naked ant eaters.
What time do you want me to pick you up tomorrow night?
I should be back around 9:30.
Yeah. So
come by at 10.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And do you want to eat? Do you want to just do you want to drink or do you want a bit of both? Or
we could chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm staying in a nice old lady hotel. We could go in the average pub and have what's
kind
the
of average
drink now? Not only people drink Foster's here. In England.
They drink a lot of stuff though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're not being taken to the right places. Do you drink?
I like beer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get on so well.
I like bitter.
Good.
From the north, from Yorkshire.
Have you ever eaten a kebab?
No. Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So we'll have a few beers.
Okay.
And then we'll go and get a kebab.
Okay.
And then who knows?
It's up to chance.
Yeah, maybe. This could be the best 2 minutes you've ever had. please go and buy Nelly's album and the single, which is out this week, and the CD single, which has got Joe's show with the
Joe Wiley
Niles Barkley. Crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, right, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be singing that on Charlotte Church too. Check for that next week.
Okay, there you go. So that'll be good. Well, listen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You're a very beautiful yet slightly crazy, deranged, amazing talent.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm a big fan of your stuff. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And see
now
you next time.
I'm going down for a lie down, Dave, if you want to join me.
I'm okay,
tired.
Thanks.
Right, Joe Wine is next. Have a great day.